Big Pharma is going under the microscope in Texas. It's Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thousands of illegal aliens are waiting to flood through El Paso and into the United States. Coming up, you'll find out what the city is and isn't doing about it. But first, so you think being rural means school districts aren't promoting leftist indoctrination and sexualization? Well, you might want to think again. Texas very rural Charlotte Independent School District's been revealed to be offering links to LGBTQ chat rooms. These are internet sites where students are encouraged to get advice from strangers about gender identity and other issues pertaining to the LGBTQ lifestyle. Each of the chat rooms linked to by Charlotte ISD feature a so-called quick escape button. That means the page shuts down instantly so parents won't see their children engaging with strangers in sexualized conversations. After the district's links were exposed, Charlotte ISD placed the blame on an unnamed previous employee and took the links offline. District officials say they're reviewing all linked pages and resources associated with the former employee. But maybe moms and dads should ask about the links and pages and ideologies associated with current employees as well. Big pharmaceutical companies are going under the microscope in the Lone Star State. Texas Attorney General Ken Pax announced yesterday that his office is launching an investigation into Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson for potentially engaging in COVID-19 gain-of-function research and misleading the public about doing so. Paxson said he's investigating whether those companies violated the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act by misrepresenting their efficacy. In a media statement yesterday, Paxson said the public has a right to know and understand what Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson knew about the vaccines in relation to the claims that they made in promoting them. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is offering a $50,000 reward for any information leading to the arrest of an illegal alien who allegedly shot and killed five people late last week. The San Jacinto County Sheriff's Department was the first of several law enforcement agencies to respond to a call regarding a mass shooter in Cleveland, Texas on Friday. All the victims were murdered execution style, according to law enforcement reports. The victims are all from Honduras, and the suspect is from Mexico and has been in the country illegally. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
With the final vestiges of Donald Trump's border policies ending later this month, the city of El Paso is preparing for thousands of illegal aliens to surge across the southern border. El Paso's mayor said that he's issued an emergency declaration in anticipation of Title 42 expiring under the Biden administration. Now, Title 42 is a public health order from President Trump that's allowed federal officials to send illegal aliens from COVID-19 impacted areas back across the border without processing them through the federal court system. It's set to expire on May 12th. There are estimates that between 10,000 and 35,000 illegal aliens are just across the border from El Paso and the Mexican city of Juarez, waiting to cross in the coming days. El Paso Mayor Oscar Lesser said they're doing so under the false premise that there will be an open border and that anyone already in the United States on May 12th won't need proper documentation. Lesser reported that El Paso's emergency dispatchers received five calls over the weekend involving drug use and the exploitation of women at illegal alien campsites in the city, and he fears it will be getting worse. Now, despite illegal aliens' disproportionate association with criminal activity, El Paso city manager has said local law enforcement won't enforce immigration laws or even detain illegal aliens. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Emily Wilkerson, Katie Marshall, Brandon Waltons, and Sully Rice. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.